International Training for Elders and Responsible Ones, April 2025. Week 6. Day 1. Morning Nourishment. Ephesians 2:7. That he might display in the ages to come the surpassing riches of his grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. 1 Corinthians 15:10. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace unto me did not turn out to be in vain, but, on the contrary, I labored more abundantly than all of them, yet not I but the grace of God which is with me. The grace of God is a matter of tremendous significance. According to the New Testament, grace is actually what God is to us for our enjoyment. Grace is mainly not the work God does for us. Grace is the triune God himself dispensed into our being and experienced as our enjoyment. In brief, grace is the triune God experienced and enjoyed by us. John 1:17 says that grace came through Jesus Christ. The personification of grace is God himself. Paul realized this when he said, "Not I, but the grace of God which is with me." For Paul, grace was a living person. In Paul, this person became the very grace by which he labored. When God is enjoyed by us, that is grace. Grace is the very God in his Son Jesus Christ to be our portion so that we may enjoy all he is. Today's reading. Romans 5:17 says that we can reign in life by grace. In these days we are speaking about being a God-man, about becoming God in life and in nature but not in the Godhead. To reign is to be God. There is only one King. But we as the children of this one King can also reign in his life. Since we reign as God does, by reigning in life we become the very God in life and in nature but not in the Godhead. To reign is to conquer, subdue, and rule over Satan, the world, sin, the flesh, ourselves, and all the environmental circumstances. In Romans 8 Paul says this, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?" Then he says, "We more than conquer through him who loved us." Nothing can separate us from the love of Christ, because we are more than conquerors over all the troubles in our environment. The main word that comes out of young children is no. How can we be kings when we cannot rule our children in the divine life? We believers who are parents must exercise ourselves to learn how to be kings in ruling our children. We must have grace to rule our children. We also have to rule over the sin within us, to rule over Satan, and to rule over the world. We should not let the world's fashion conquer us. Instead, we should conquer all things and reign in life by grace. In 2 Corinthians 12:9 we see the sufficient grace of Christ to the Apostle Paul as the power of Christ that was perfected in weakness and that overshadowed the Apostle. God gave the Apostle Paul many high revelations, so God was concerned for him that he might be proud in receiving these many revelations. God had even brought him to the third heaven and to paradise to hear unspeakable words, which it was not allowed for a man to speak. So God gave him a thorn, which was a messenger of Satan, an evil spirit, to buffet him all the time. Paul prayed 3 times for the thorn to be removed, but the Lord would not remove it. Instead, he told Paul, "My grace is sufficient for you." No one could bear such a thorn, but the Lord's grace could. This all-sufficient grace became the power to sustain and support Paul. It also overshadowed him, tabernacled over him, to protect and cover him. Thus, the all-sufficient grace does 2 things. First, it supports, sustains, and strengthens us positively. This is offensive. Second, It covers and protects us. This is defensive. This all-sufficient grace is Christ, and Christ is the processed, consummated triune God to be the Spirit. Christ as the last Adam became a life-giving Spirit. This is the end of today's morning revival.